Keith Thornley. Today
FM. Jack Jones. Play it all. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hey, Ireland. I said Justin for Justin Timberlake in the beginning of the show.
Justin.
What's the song? Are you thinking of Jason Derulo? I mean, he shouts his name often.
All I can think is Jason Derulo.
Yeah, no, Jason Derulo. Well, Jason Derulo wouldn't say Jason. He'd say just Jason. He'd say Jason Derulo.
He would say that. Yeah,
but it's in one of these songs where you know the way they shout their names or they say their names at the beginning of the song, and Justin's name is shouted, and it's shouted Justin like that.
0874 100 102. I don't know.
Have I imagined it, dear listener? You know it. Text us 0874 100 102. Justin. Gang's all here, by the way.
Hey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday. So warm. So warm. It's crazy, right? You go out the front door, it's like, I had no idea it was this warm.
It's boiling, yeah.
So hot. Justin.
Nobody's got it right so far anyway.
Justin.
Derulo.
Huh?
I said Derulo.
Justin Derulo.
No,
it's not sung, it's kind of shouted.
Oh.
Justin! Like that.
He does a whisper. It's just Justin, doesn't he, at some point? At the start of one of his songs.
What? His whisper one is, you feel me? Or something like that, isn't it?
What, does he not do it? It's just Justin.
Derulo. That's what he does. It's Derulo. 0874 100 102. What's this social media thing that Pamela Joyce is all over? She just came in and took a photograph and said I'm on, what is it?
Be real. I've just got a notification from it telling me to take a picture.
Telling you to take a picture?
I have it as well, yeah.
Do you need to sign up for it?
Yes.
And what is it? What is Be Real?
Were
you talking about this on Pamela's show?
No, everyone gets a notification at the same time once a day.
At the same time,
and it says, take a picture of where you are and what you're doing. So it's like Instagram without the filters is how they build themselves.
And you have to take a photograph.
You don't have to, no.
What's the window within which you can take the photograph?
2 minutes.
Oh, you have to take it within the 2 minutes.
And if you, well, you can post it late, but now I'm getting notifications saying this person just posted late.
Yeah.
So you're shamed.
Wow. And I'm just on the AA Roadwatch website. Multiple crashes on the M50 as everyone went to take photographs at the same time at speed on the various highways. See, that's dangerous, that is.
I mean, obviously, if you're driving, you're going to be a sensible person.
What
and
if you're,
not
what if you're flying an aeroplane?
Well, your phone should be on airplane mode what and you won't get the notification.
And how long is this thing going and how long is it a thing?
Oh, just a few months.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
And you just got it today, did you?
I actually have been actively using it for a few weeks now.
All right.
Just didn't
so
tell you about it.
So you consider yourself a very real person. You're being real and authentic all of the time.
For 2 minutes a day, yes.
Okay.
There's a lot to be said for that, though, for that 2 minute limit, because then that's all the time that you will devote. Is it all just once a day?
Just once a day. So you can't spend ages scrolling.
Yeah, or constantly retaken,
yeah.
Which is a massive problem.
Yeah, you're not allowed to retake it.
Like when I was on holidays looking at people taking photos, click, and then, okay, let me see it. Oh, that's terrible. No, take another one. They could be there for an hour and a half, take the same photograph in the same location, the same pose. Just click. Oh, let me have a look at that. Oh, that's rubbish. No, take another one. There's none of that within a 2 minute window.
This isn't about them wanting people to be real. This is them having a unique selling point, a gimmick that drives and forces engagement. So the users feel like they have to snap something and post it.
Listen to Grandpa.
Down with technology.
Grandpa Grump over there.
Where's my steam car?
Back in my day, there was no Instagrams.
And what's this? Can I get chicks on this then? Is that one of these?
You get chicks on it?
Will I get chicks? Hot chicks?
in your local area.
Pamela Joyce is on it, so yeah.
Okay. I thought she was signing me up for Bumble. She came in and took a photograph of me. I thought she said Bumble or Plenty of Fish or Grindr or one of them. I was like, hook me up. Whatever it is, she's whatever profile she's setting me up there for, I'm in. Could do with a change of pace, change of scenery. What's it called again, sorry?
Be Real.
Be Real.
Yeah.
Nothing could be less appropriate for my brand. Ashley said, Justin Timberlake, Senorita. Justin!
Yeah, everybody is saying it's got to be Señorita, because there was one chef for another song, it was Girlfriends at Niamh Il Mullingar, but everybody else is saying it's Señorita.
I was beginning to think I'd imagine it, because you were looking at me like I had two heads on me. Señorita by Justin Timberlake. Wasn't that the one?
Sounds about right.
Oh, here we go, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Fran comes in. Where's Pharrell?
Don't be shy, Pharrell.
Right here?
He's not gonna. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Come on.
I thought he was in it. He's gonna do that introduction where he's. Or is that a different version? Please hold. That's definitely a different version.
Oh!
Bear with. Hang on one second. Hang on. We'll see. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to introduce to you. He's a friend of mine.
All right.
Yes, I am. And he goes by the name.
Oh.
Justin.
That's not bad. That could be it.
It could be it, but yeah. Now there's been a fight back. Pause, there's been a fight back.
Just pause for a second, because I want to skip.
Back and forth.
Now listen, I want to try something right now. See, they don't do this anymore.
This is one of the best bits of a Justin Timberlake song ever.
And I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really living with you. Guys sing,
it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
Ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Feels good, don't it? Come on.
Come on. You'd be cancelled with that kind of behaviour in a nightclub now these days. So Justin is entirely. That it was one of my favourite bits of a Justin Timberlake song. And my other favourite bit of a Justin Timberlake song ever is, it was the Timbaland bit in Cry Me a River. Please bear with now as well. We're at it. We might as well actually just enjoy ourselves. This is radio. Please hold. It's loading ever so slowly. Please bear with me while I get this for you. Yes, the loading bar is slowly. Oh, it's the bit where it goes, oh, ho. I bet the damage is done, so I guess I'll.
I know that they say that some things are better.
Let's come on there. Please come on. This is going to take all day before I find this bit. One more.
Go on and just.
It's the end of this. So it's the ho. Ho! Timberland!
Oh!
Oh my God. I'm going to be, when I grow up, I want to be either Justin Timberlake or Timbaland. You choose. I don't mind. I think I've got a better chance of being Timbaland than Justin at this stage. What was your last text there you said?
Bad news, Ray. After investing all this time in Justin Timberlake.
It was Justin Bieber.
We've been sold a pup.
What?
Yeah, there's been a fight back on text and everyone is saying, you've got the wrong, you've got the wrong Justin.
What is it?
It's Beauty and the Beat. Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber,
God,
and that's where they
you
go.
Are Justin,
you are absolutely right. Justin.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
Young Money. Nicki Minaj.
Sing, girl.
Song as well, actually, as we said. Right, we do the roll call after Snap. This is Today FM.
I've got the power.
Snap in the power. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Alan, good afternoon.
Whoa. I've got the power.
Nice. Ray Foley in and on. Hello. It's your roll call, actually. Ray Foley is my name. John Paul Gilburn is his name.
Poncho.
Give him his full title. And Orla Ormond is
Ancha.
Her name. What's your middle name, Orla?
Grace.
Orla Grace Ormond.
Mm-hmm.
That's the OG.
That's a pretty name. The OG Ormond. OGO.
I like that.
Do you have a confirmation name in there as well?
I actually have two middle names and a confirmation name.
What?
Oh my God.
I know, it was a whole ordeal.
Orla Grace.
Anne. That was tacked on at my christening.
Orla Grace Anne.
Hang on. This sounds like an anagram.
Maria. Maria. Was my confirmation name.
Okay, Ormond.
Yeah.
They're all lovely names.
Thank you.
There's nothing to be ashamed of there.
Ogamo.
Never said I was.
Ogamo.
Ogamo.
Ogamo. It sounds like a form of low-calorie pasta. Order your Ogamo now.
Have you tried Ogamo?
Ogamo. It looks and feels just like ordinary pasta, but it tastes nothing like it. Ogamo. Brought to you by Orla Ormond. I can't stop thinking of Bruce. Texts 0874 100 102. Can't stop thinking of Bruce Almighty when I hear that song by Snap LOL. Oh yes, of course, it was featured in him. Hey Rain Gang, on show. Didn't realise it was Justin Timberlake Appreciation Day from D. Yeah, my two favourite bits in Justin Timberlake songs are the audience participation bit with the boys and the girls and Senorita and Timbaland's oh. No, it's the other way around. It's a low O and then a high O.
Oh.
The damage is done, so I guess I believe it. Brilliant bits, though. Rain JP, this will sound unbelievable, but bear with me. I think I'm a time traveller from the future. I started a job recently and I'm back on the road. Lads, I don't know how much time I have here. But you're going to be offered a breakfast show. Don't take it. Oh, and lads, love the show.
Hey.
Brian, I see what you did there. And you deserve an extra 15 listener bonus
15
point.
Give him 15, wow.
16. Give him 16. 16. That was funny. On show, Ray, if you had to house share with one of your media wives, Murren, Pamela, Orla, or JP, who would you choose? Love the show. A from Jenny. Murren, Pamela, or yeah, that's it. It's JP all the way.
Thank you, bud. Aww,
absolutely.
Burn.
Yeah, I would easily burn any of the three of you for for a quiet life with JP.
I'm much cleaner, really.
You're cleaner. I would never see you.
True.
He would be either in his room or out.
I enjoy baking, Ray. You would get none of my baked goods.
He'll buy me baked goods. He'll stop off in the local bakery on the way back. Ray, I'm behind a lorry transporting a mobile home. Let me tell you, there's no frustration like this frustration from Tony. Tony, leave it with me. I've got another 2 hours left. on show, Ray, from Carl and Galway. Love the show.
Hey.
And on show, Ray, any issue if I do a Ronaldo and leave the show at halftime, circa 3 p.m. Loving the show, though. Hey. From Shoshan, we'll let you go today, but you're going to have to make up the time tomorrow, okay? Mabel.
When I'm underneath the bright lights.
This is Today FM.
When I'm trying to have a good time.
Shakira. Shakira and Wyclef with Hips Don't Lie on Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley in and on for your Wednesday. And Shakira, she's going to court in Spain under charges of tax evasion to the tune of like millions, like 15 million or something.
Mm-hmm.
And not paying taxes. There's a chance she could go to jail for up to 8 years and have to pay a bill of something like 50 million in, in a fine. So if she's found guilty, they'll be saying, her hips don't lie, but when it comes to tax evasion, her mouth does. Guys, I've been up since 4:30 this morning. I did my very best with
it
that story.
It was okay. I thought that was fine.
I did my very best. Sure, could it have been scripted? Could it have been workshopped a little
really
bit?
It didn't really scan very well, though.
I did what I could. And what I could was not great. Further texts and correspondence this afternoon on 0874 100 102. Someone made the observation, on that the question I was asked on text, who among my wives is my favourite? Murren, Orla, Pam Joyce, or JP? And I, of course, went for JP. Probably an opportunity to say my actual wife.
Oh, right,
I have an actual wife who I married like 15 years ago.
She's in the conversation. Anyway.
She's certainly part of the discussion, but I'm not ruling anyone in or out at this early juncture. Like, I think I went to JP a little too quickly on that.
I would agree, you did, yeah.
Deirdre's in the car, are you, Deirdre?
Hi, Ray, it's Deirdre here for the roll call.
Hi, Deirdre.
Hello, it's Rory here.
Hi, Rory.
and we are in the car. We want to say a big shout out to
Barry Flynn at home in the tractor.
Hi, Barry.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Cha-cha. Thanks for the text. Cha-cha. We're talking about confirmation names, middle names. Or your confirmation name again is?
Maria.
Maria. Mm-hmm. What a lovely middle name. Or confirmation. What's your confirmation name, JP?
James.
James.
Solid.
Mine is Nicholas.
Oh, nice. Also good, yeah.
Jolly Saint Nick. I'm growing into it. And David is over there. David.
Ray and gang.
Hi.
This is a straight up true story.
Okay.
I stood for my brother for his confirmation because I was the oldest brother. And it was a last minute thing, so I didn't actually understand what the procedure was. And in the queue of kids, I walked up, and when we were next, the priest, the kids went ahead of us, and the priest says to me, name.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Edward. And the priest went through the motions, etc., Edward, body of Christ. And it was at that moment I realised that the priest was not asking for the name of my brother. He was asking for the given name that my brother was.
Oh, the confirmation name.
My brother
God.
Is now Edward. Edward. And at that moment, with him looking at me with the bread on his tongue, he says, oh, "What's going on?" Shut up! Don't tell mommy.
Yeah, nice one, David. Yeah. So hang on, he wouldn't be, he'd be Edward something, like say Edward Daniel Edward whatever. So Edward Daniel Edward Murphy. There's a lot of Edwards in this thing.
Ray Foley.
All the Edwards is out. Yeah, yeah. Mary Shackles, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley for your Wednesday afternoon. How are you? This story that Ben was talking about the eight things to make you live longer. You can't. What was it? What was it he said? You can't live forever, but the aging process can be slowed down by following these eight principles, these eight tips. I've gone through the list, and by my calculations, I'm going to die in the next 20 minutes or
so.
Oh,
that's bad news.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The numbers are not good. Shall we go through them?
Go on, then.
Okay, so the eight things that will accelerate aging, so avoid these things, is the advice. Ready? Item number one, the sun. Various studies have shown that sunlight can age your skin. One 2013 French study says that UV exposure was responsible for 80% of visible facial aging signs. I'm just back from holidays. I've had two holidays this year. I've had too many holidays. And you know why? Because they're aging me.
Well, you generally come home from your holidays with peeling skin all over.
Yeah, I look dreadful, yeah. Mm. I look at least a year older when I come back. Particularly when it's a family holiday. I look at least a year older by the time I get back. Item number two, sitting down a lot. He said, reading out loud on air while sitting down. We've become increasingly sedentary. We don't do enough exercise. We're sitting down too much. Check. Item number three, smoking. I'm clear on this one. I've never smoked
good.
In my life.
Okay. Well, you probably gained maybe 5 years back there.
There you go. That's a good thing. However, coming in fast and hard, a bad diet.
Oh, no. Right. Okay.
Vegetables, beans, grains and fruits are odd. They're so good for you. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Well, you eat beans and burritos, don't you?
Yeah. Vitamin C and E and beta carotene and other antioxidants. Oh, geez, they're brilliant. Not a lot of them in Chardonnay and burritos. There we go. What number am I on? Five, is this?
You're about to hit five, I think.
Being too stressed.
Oh, no.
Check. Because I'm a famously laid-back individual.
You're a beacon of chill.
Long-term stress is associated with shorter telomeres. They say it's a good idea to try and manage your stress actively. Because if you don't, you'll die sooner. Skipping vitamins. Not a lot of vitamins in my diet. Lack of sleep.
Mm.
I haven't slept in about 15 years.
How are those 4 a.m. starts going, Riffy?
And item number eight, drinking too much.
Oh. You said 20 minutes. That was optimistic.
That was ambitious. Well, we're down to 17 now, actually. See about quarter past, yeah? Time out for the Foo Fighters. This is Today FM. Oh, Tyco, Firestone, what a song. This is Today FM. Hello. We're playing music you love. We play the music you love. I'm Ray Foley. JP's here with me.
Hi.
And Orla Ormond.
Hi.
Also in the house. You see the story about the... I suppose it's all down to reducing emissions and finding alternatives to meat. And if you're like me and you're like, I'm not eating no rabbit food. I'll be bringing no rabbit food, bean burgers and vegetables in here. I'm not eating no vegetables.
That's how he says it when he says it.
That's it, you see. Yeah, like if I'm in a restaurant and they say, sir, would you like to see the vegetarian option? I say, I'm not eating no rabbit food. What do you think I am? A rabbit, is it? I'm not a rabbit.
Sorry about this. He does this when you ask him about meat products.
Would you like to look at the steak then, sir? Yes, please, actually. That would be lovely. Would you like fries or a side salad with that, sir?
I'm not eating no rabbit food.
And there's a lot of people like that. I suppose if you're not going to eat no rabbit food, what are your other options? This is a story in the Herald has it. Insects could soon make their way into Irish pastas, burgers and protein shakes as a French firm backed by US actor Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man.
Yeah.
Ever since he blew up his hand with the gauntlet, with the jewels, and he killed Thanos.
Right.
Spoiler.
What?
Spoiler.
Oh, come on. It's how many years old at this stage? The biggest, everyone in the world has seen that film.
It's true.
The highest grossing film ever. Sorry if I've ruined the end of it for you. So he died in Avengers, and he's like, what'll I do now? And instead of twiddling his iron thumbs, he's gone into the insect business. Yeah, he's invested in Yinsect. Yinsect is the name of it, an agri firm. And they believe consumers might be open to eating foods containing insect meal if studies conducted in the UK are anything to go by. See, the thing is, just don't tell people what's in it.
I think legally you can't do that, right?
No, but don't make a big thing of it. Because really, have you tried the plant-based burgers?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
I, as a vegetarian, don't love the, like, fake meat
This
stuff.
Is it, you see. But for the rest of, for people like me, I'm not going to eat no rabbit food.
I love the rabbit food.
You wouldn't care. You like rabbit food. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, for people who want burgers, just don't say what's in the burgers. And if you could do a convincing burger made out of, I don't know, maggots or something, or earthworms, or, I don't know, whatever you're having, I'd eat it, yeah. And I wouldn't mind. Just don't be reminding me. Because if you stop and really think about meat in general, you probably wouldn't touch it at all. Just don't. So these are insects. They're saying mealworm has been approved, and they provide high protein replacements for meat, dairy, plant and animal feed. There's a place that does it here in Ireland. They do insects as well. Please hold.
Oh, to the phones.
Bear with me. These are,
Hello, my name is Linda Bulger, founder of Flag Lane Marketing. Oh,
Linda.
Is that Linda?
It's Linda.
Linda, please hold. I'll try Linda one more time.
Do. It's going straight to voicemail.
Hello, my name is Linda Bulger, founder of...
Linda. You're killing us.
You're killing us. I just...
Hello, my name is Linda Bulger, founder of Flag Lane.
Third time not a charm on that one.
I tell you what, I'll try and get her again. But they do, they're based in Carlow, this place. And they do insects, that kind of jazz. And I suppose this could be a real growth area, particularly if Robert Downey Jr. is involved. I suppose you could fly in a suit, land in Bagnallstown.
True.
With the arm, the glove all busted up. And say... Have you got any insects? Can I get a bag of insects to go, please? Would you like a side salad with that, Robert Downey Jr.?
I don't want no rabbit food.
That's what he says. Pretty strange. I'll try to get Linda on after this. Elton John, Dua Lipa, Cold Hearted, Today FM. Talk about Savage Garden last week, to the moon and back on Today FM. This is the radio station playing the music you love. Yeah, we're talking... Let's try to talk about... Yeah, snails and slugs and crickets and insects and maggots. Would you eat them? 0874 100 102. Where was it? I was trying to ring CelticCricketFarm.com. They're based in Carlow. I was trying to ring them, but the Their phone is acting the maggot.
Yeah, but yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on, lads. Hi, Ray. My sister Deirdre O'Connor has a snail farm on her farm called Skellig Escargot. Check them out on Facebook. I will. Skellig Escargot. Funny one now, you see. In terms of snails, I wouldn't be inclined to think of... But of course they are. I wouldn't think of them in the insect maggots category.
No.
Because snails, I suppose, have been a French delicacy, and I suppose we would have associated them in the culinary world for years, a lot longer than this new prospect or concept of, like, maggots or slugs or all that
I'd
kind
of... I'd eat a snail. I like a snail. They're very small, though. Like, really small.
The thing is, like everything... Sure, this is the thing. We were having tofu last week on the telly. Yeah, tofu. I don't like tofu. They throw a lot of garlic and onions and a lovely sauce and a bit of ginger or whatever you have, soy sauce and a bit of, you know, whatever. Sweet stuff and sticky stuff.
How much stuff is on this?
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
They throw enough stuff on it, swirl it around, stick it on a bap with some coleslaw. I'm munching on that. I'm going... I love tofu.
And I think, tofu doesn't taste like tofu.
I think I'd be the same with a bunch of snails or a bunch of maggots. Just throw enough stuff on it, man, I'll eat it. Anyway, Skellig Escargot, look them up. This industry really needs to be supported more. She's a great ambassador for the business. Give her a Google. She's in Carsaivine from Maraid and Tighe in Tralee. Hey, guys, I love the show.
Hey!
Cheers, guys. And sake, Ray, way to spoil the Avengers for me. I was planning on watching that in 5 to 10 years. From Shane. Shane, I am so sorry about that.
Ray Foley.
This is Aki Mobile. Bow, 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 bow. Strokes and Last Night, Today FM. Playing music you love. How are you, Ray Foley? Your Wednesday afternoon. So there I was, trying to call the lady that sells the insects. You know, breeding insects for consumption. I was ringing on her phone and all I was getting was crickets.
Hey!
Anyone? Crickets? Like calling her phone and just getting crickets. I was ringing her and no success, so I was crickets. Funny enough, actually, I wasn't going to grab. I was getting her voicemail.
True enough, yeah.
Let's try her again.
Oh, one more go. All right, cross your fingers, your toes, your eyes, and everything else.
Cross your crickets.
Oh, it's ringing.
It is ringing.
It's ringing.
What's her name? Linda. Was it Linda?
Hello.
Is that Linda?
It's Linda.
It's Linda, everybody. Linda. We were trying to call you, and Linda, we were getting crickets.
My God, it's hard to hear the phone going with all this chirping.
I said, you live on a cricket? Is it just crickets you do?
We do crickets and beef and sheep. Funny enough, dry-stock farm here.
Okay, so it's a whole other avenue then, the insects then, in terms of the crickets, is it?
That's exactly it. It's a whole other avenue, and the whole idea here was really to diversify the farm. And I suppose keeping the environment and biodiversity at the front and centre of what we're doing. So we really kind of had to come up with an alternative idea of what farming is about. Uh-huh. Now, look, we still have livestock, but instead of our livestock being 600 kilos, they are 0.6 grams instead.
And they still have managed. To have... Are they very difficult then to... Because it's not a matter of just getting two crickets and saying, right, lads, you go at it there. Oh, we'll have a few thousand crickets before we've got any much longer.
Look, to be honest, as soon as they start breeding and the eggs hatch out, like the eggs hatch within, you know, 8 days.
Okay.
And then as soon as that happens, you've got adult eggs or adult crickets on your hands from pinhead. They move from pinhead through their stage to adult cricket life within 14 days.
Oh, wow. And so it's pretty quick then, yeah.
It's pretty quick. And then they start, as soon as they start breeding, you know, they can go out of control pretty quickly. But again, it's like all housing and all livestock. You know, you have to have proper conditions for them to breed. So your moisture has to be correct. Your temperatures have to be correct. Because, like, you know, when I heard about crickets, And I wanted to get involved in breeding crickets in Ireland. There was nobody to learn from. Like, we were the very first people in Ireland to have a cricket farm.
I need to ask, because I was saying earlier on about tofu. I put tofu and crickets in the same bracket. Is it just a matter then of what you put on them, how you flavour them, how you spice them up?
Well, you see, you know, a huge amount of, for us here in Kelsey Cricket Farm, a huge amount of real research has gone into the market research of what people think of cricket. Yeah. And the yuck phase really does come into the factor. Like 8 out of 10 people wouldn't even put it in their mouth, even if it was grinded up. They kind of turn around and say, do you know what? I'm not interested in that. Whereas, you know, you'll have 6 out of 10 people will try snail, but 8 out of 10 will say, no way, I'm not trying that cricket.
I give it a go. So how do people eat it then?
Well, listen, they do it all sorts of different ways. Deep fried, roasted, crushed, put it into protein bars, protein shakes. Gym bunnies and gym goers really love it.
I think that the crushed option would be the most palatable for people. Do you know, like, if it was ground up into some other form, like, would you have a cricket burger? Was that a daft question to ask?
You certainly can have a cricket burger, and absolutely, once it's ground up, people don't even know the difference. In fact, it's very nutty in flavour and tastes like a little bit almond in flavour.
I'm in. Sold.
Well, okay. You've got an investor on your hands there, Linda. Ray Foley's in.
What you making this Robert Downey Jr. getting involved in the insect business? I suppose it's a boost for the industry as a whole then, is it?
It's a huge boost for the industry. And the more people we have like Robert Downey Jr. on board, the better. Because, you know, again, it's an alternative way of farming. You know, and even if humans never eat it, like by the year 2050, there's going to be an extra, you know, 1 billion people on Earth. There's going to be thousands of head more cattle that need to all be fed, and we all need to have an alternative source of protein. It's just the way it goes. And that's not including the pet sector.
Yeah. I suppose it is worth pointing out, you do sheep and you do cattle as well. And we're not saying shut down, cull the herd, get rid of all the cows. This is just an alternative. It's worth noting, just in case people are losing their minds, shout at the radio at me.
And the best thing about cricket farming is, you know this, your crop turns around every 62 days. So if your crop fails, you have a new crop in 62 days. But not only that, Ray, you really do turn around and say, instead of having to go farm horizontally, you can farm vertically. So my farm grows up rather than out on the land.
Right, we'll keep an eye on you. You can account on my investment anyway, to the tune of at least one cricket burger until I taste it anyway. Listen, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. By the way, your website is, where is it?
CelticCricketFarm.com.
There you go, CelticCricketFarm.com, based in Bagnallstown in County Carlow. Thanks very much for taking our call.
Okay, super, thanks.
Cheers.
Have
bye,
a
bye,
good
bye,
day.
Bye, you too. Bye, 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 bye. There you go. Robert Downey Jr. likes them. I think I might like them too.
You're on board.
And now cricket bro. Hello? Yoda? No, she's gone. Or maybe she's still there and that's the sound of the fire. Yoda?
Ray Foley.
Yoda? Kelly Clarkson and Stronger. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Today FM's All Irish Track of the Week. Would you like to find out more?
Yes, please.
It's called Wilder.
Uh-huh.
Wilder by Ryan McMullen. It's called Wilder. Famously, a massive Gene Wilder fan.
Yeah. Of Young Frankenstein fame.
He loved Young Frankenstein.
And Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. But his number one was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So young Ryan McMullen, upon watching his favourite movies... from the career and filmography of Gene Wilder. Wow. He thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write and release and perform a song, a hot Irish track, by way of tribute.
I really want to hear what this sounds like now.
Wilder's the third single to be taken from Ryan's forthcoming debut album, Redesign. It has nothing to do with Gene Wilder, but it's really very good. It's Today FM's All Irish Track of the Week. I'm here, I want it.
It's 4:02.
Is Cathal there?
He is, yeah.
Is he there?
Yeah.
You sure, Cathal, are you there?
Cathal.
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 Cathal, they're calling you.
Cathal.
Cathal.
Cathal. Cathal.
Come in.
Hello.
There's Cathal, everybody. Well, yeah, we're missing the... you know, there is usually an ad that will pop on in the middle.
Yes. Okay.
It's not there now, so it's going straight into sport.
So, Cathal, no ad, okay?
Hey, Cathal.
I got that.
Cathal, heads up. Stand by. Heads up. Re-ad. No ad.
Got it.
Cahill on standby.
If we don't make a big deal back? Of this, nobody will notice.
Cahill, you good?
I'm good.
Cahill's good. JP?
I'm good.
Solid?
Check.
Ben, you got Cahill?
He's here, yeah. Can we get this in an email, no?
We'll try not to make a big deal of this.
Let's circle back to this later, okay?
Okay, I'm just going to hit the sport as if the ad...
And then what does Cahill do,
no
right?
one will notice that it was
I'll
missing.
I'll cue Cahill. I'll cue him.
You want to cue him?
I'll cue him.
So you just... Well, just
when we shout Cahill's name
right.
after the sports music plays, and once we shout, we go 3-2-1 Cahill.
And then on one.
And then on one...
3-2-1 Cahill.
And no. then he reads. You I read after I like Cahill. That. Is I like that a lot.
3-2 Cahill.
No, it's 3-2-1 no, Cahill.
And then do we shout go three. After that?
KFM and OTB Sports.
With Sky. Watch Premier League, Women's Super League, EFL, Scottish Premiership and much more. Live on Sky Sports.
3, 2, 1 Cahill. Good afternoon, I'm Cahill Mullany. Jamie McGrath is on his way back. For all the latest and breaking news, you can turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
He's already Smooth. Gone, Ray. He already did it.
Thank you. Unfazed.
Well done, Cahill. Of all of us, at least, thankfully, there's one professional among the collective this afternoon. Holding
tough
things,
on Ben that now. That's tough
holding
on Ben.
Things together. I think Ben is at the bottom of the list.
Not tough enough.
Wasn't even featured in the running.
You call it Scuppy.
Scuppy.
Scuppy. I heard him pronounce Scoopy today.
Scuppy.
You say Scuppy. Every time I hear say Scoopy being said, I'm like, a few scoops.
Just want a pint.
Couple of scoops. A few scoops. Isn't that lovely? Dermot Kennedy and Something to Someone. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. You could fart into a microphone, Dermot Kennedy.
Okay. Ever thought about it being a music producer, Ray? That's a great suggestion. You're really thinking outside the box.
Hey, Dermot. Yeah, hi, Dermot. Ray. Ray here. Just loving your work. I was wondering, this might sound a bit crazy, but have you considered just farting into the microphone? What, Ray? Listen, man, just go with me, man. I'm just thinking outside the box here, and this could be what this track really needs. So you want me to, like, just into the mic? Yeah, just fart into it, man. That's how talented Dermot Kennedy is. Yeah. These early mornings, eh? That I'm getting up early in the morning, it's driving me kind of crazy.
Are they?
Driving me doodle-lally, driving me kind of crazy. Mm. My alarm goes off at 4:41.
It's not good.
4:41. So I'm aiming for five, getting out of bed at 5 a.m. And I'm setting it for 4:41 a.m. because it's 9 minutes on the phone, the iPhone snooze. That'll bring me to 10 to. And then, provided I don't hit snooze again, I've got 10 minutes of waking up then. And then I get up at 5.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Absolutely.
A stupid old man question coming at you. Isn't there an option when your alarm goes off where you can hit snooze or stop?
Yeah.
So I'd be worried. This is what I do.
It happens to me all the time.
I would be worried that I'll hit stop and then I'll go back to sleep thinking I've hit snooze. So what I do is I just set multiple alarms.
Yeah, I do that as well, yeah.
Usually at about 15-minute intervals.
I do my main alarm, which is that one, at 41 or 51.
Right.
And then I'll operate on that, and then there's a fail-safe one that, like, a good 40 minutes later, which is like, if you've missed all the previous alarms and snoozes, this is your, like, you are really bunched now if you don't get out of bed for this.
I like the deathly serious tone we're having in this conversation about alarms.
Well, it's a sacred time of the morning, the time of the morning as well. Like, this morning, for instance, I went into the loo, and it's like, it's daddy's precious time. You know, this is my moment to myself. And I'm sitting there, probably too much information there now, but I'm not going to give you all the details. I'm sitting there in deathly silence.
Momentarily, at least, anyway.
At 5:10 in the morning.
The silence doesn't last.
Sitting there. And then eventually it's silent again.
The silence was broken. We're back to Dermot Kennedy in the studio again, aren't we?
But you know what I heard? And I'm sitting there because the house is totally silent. It's right. Dead quiet.
Yeah.
There's not a sound to be made. Because this is, you know, once the house settles down and there's no noise and everyone's gone to bed and everyone's been in bed for hours, that there's no noise. There's no creaking. There's no dripping of a tap. There's nothing. complete and utter silence. And I hear in the room with me, in the toilet, is the sound.
Oh, no.
Of a mosquito. It was the high, you know, the high pitched sound.
I do.
Specific sound of a mosquito.
Unmistakable.
I was like, we don't have mosquitoes in Ireland. We do not. Thankfully, I was sitting down and I had my phone in my hand.
Yeah.
So I Googled it. We were just talking about insects a few minutes ago. This all ties together nicely.
Beautifully done.
We do have mosquitoes in Ireland. And not just midges. Did you know this, Orla?
I did, yeah.
We've got mosquitoes in Ireland. I had no idea.
I got bitten by a mosquito in Ireland a few days ago.
A legit mosquito.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Is this global warming? Is that because it's warmer? We got warmer summers now. We got mosquitoes as well.
I think so.
Isn't that incredible? It was a genuine mozzie. I found him. He's no longer with us. The gas killed him. He was like, well,
there were certain environmental factors that did him in.
He kept flying into the wall. Harder.
The climate change in your bathroom specifically.
Specific. It's a very localised climate. Yeah, we have mosquitoes in Ireland. The commonest being the Culex pipiens. Culex pipiens, they're called. They can be seen hovering over water and marshy places.
Oh dear.
I'll leave the rest to your imagination. That's your question. We've got a... And then I went to work. Everything's fine now. Right, we've got Nelly and Kelly on the way. Katie Tunstall, this is called Suddenly I See. You're on Today FM. Her face is a map of the world. East Coast, I know you're shaking right. Oh, stop. Down south, I know you're bouncing right. Give over. West Coast, I know you're walking right. You don't know what you'll be. Nelly and Kelly with Dilemma, Today FM, playing the music you love. Give a shout out to Niamh Sweeney. I see you bouncing right. Helen and Titley. Titley, yeah. It's in America. They're driving back from Kansas City back to Wichita after a Pat Benatar gig. This sounds like the beginning of a story, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
I tell you, I'll never forget the time. I was driving back from Kansas City to Wichita. And I think we were at a Pat Benatar gig at the time. So they're listening to us in the car at the moment. Hello, gang, and thanks for turning us on. Iceland is the only country without mosquitoes, lads, from Stephen. Do you know what? Genuinely, I had no idea we had mosquitoes in this country. I knew we'd midges. And just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the horsefly bites.
Horseflies, yeah. We used to call them clags. Terrible bites.
But midges, mosquitoes also a thing. And McKenna's over there on voicemail, 0874 100 102.
Lads, I'm the same. What? I usually set 3 or 4 15-minute interval alarms in the morning to get up.
Oh, yeah, this is what I was saying. I set mine at 51 or 41 because it's a 9-minute gap on the snooze.
Starting at 8 o'clock to be at work for 9.
Loads of alarms.
First child was born 4 weeks ago. This morning, my alarm went off, 8 o'clock, hit snooze. Woke at 20 to 10. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And congratulations, by the way. Congratulations? I mean, 4 weeks in, are you still saying congratulations to someone? Or are you commiserating by that stage? To sleep. Around a month ago, used to sleep. Guys, what a show. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Lato Intolerance, where we speak to people who are allergic to superstar rapper Lato and her hit song Big Big Energy. We didn't get to do Nelly and Henry Kelly. Where the rapper Nelly tells us that he once tried to get the Going for Gold host Henry Kelly to do a hot collab, but they couldn't make the schedules work, so he had to settle for Kelly Rowland instead. That was the dilemma to which he referred.
Correct.
Who do I go with? Henry Kelly or Kelly Rowland?
It's always Henry Kelly.
And we didn't get to do KT Uninstall. KT Uninstall.
Yeah.
KT Uninstall. Where KT Tunstall gives us tips on how to uninstall programs that might be slowing down your devices. You gotta hold the icon and then select delete. Hey, last word is next. Ray Foley. Hello, Chef, a lovely evening. Talk tomorrow.